Have you ever eaten a pepper berry? What about a magpie goose? Australian native foods are still a rarity on dinner plates, and that's something that author John Newton would like to see change. John is a former food critic and author of the book The Oldest Foods on Earth, A History of Australian Native Foods, which was recently awarded the Australian Gourmand Award for Best Culinary History Book. He's speaking to Claire Nichols.
John, what was your introduction to Australian native food?
I can pinpoint that, actually. It was in 1993, somewhat late. I was a restaurant reviewer for the Sydney Morning Herald, and I ate kangaroo at a fantastic restaurant called Oasis Syros, which is long since gone, but which was, the chef there was a wonderful cook called Philip Searle, and it was a kangaroo, seared kangaroo, with a pickled beetroot, sort of a juice stroke sauce on it. And I have never forgotten that dish. And it got me thinking that this is the first I'd ever eaten anything, maybe except the macadamia nut, that I didn't know was Australia, that I'd never eaten any Australian native foods.
There was also an incredible wealth of berries and fruits.
Yep.
You say these are beyond superfoods.
Well, yeah, it's a word that the people who work with them hate, the word superfoods, and I'm a bit inclined to be with them. Isn't it interesting that we've looked in this country for our superfoods from all the exotic places? You know, they must come from faraway lands. And in fact, things like the Kakadu plum, which grows on the western side of the continent, the northwestern side of the continent, prolifically, has about 100 times the vitamin C of an orange, and has enormous amounts of antioxidants. Have a lot of these native foods, the berries and the fruits and the nuts, and they're just very good foods. And we're only now working on them and working on harvesting them and working on ways in which we can harvest them and ways in which we can choose the right species of say Kakadu plum, so it has more flesh and a smaller stone, because a lot of the ones that grow around Broome have a very big stone and a very small amount of flesh, but then you can choose the ones that don't have that. So these foods are not just wonderful tasting, they're also extraordinarily high in nutrition.
So they taste good and they're good for you. Why has it taken us so long to get interested in native foods here in Australia?
Well, that's one of the topics of the book. There are a whole variety of things. Firstly, when the first people who arrived in this country arrived, they brought with them all their own food. That's to be understood. They were making this extraordinary sea journey around the world in these little tiny boats, and they didn't know what they were coming for. No one had prepared them. I think Joseph Banks even said there's not very much to eat over there. So they brought everything with them. They brought all their plants. They brought all the things that they were used to eating in England. They brought their animals, their stock. They brought their and they brought their system of agriculture, and that was probably the most dangerous thing they brought. So that was the first thing. They wanted to eat what they'd always eaten, and I understand that perfectly. Then, of course, the successive range of migrants who came after that, especially after 1945, they all brought their own food with them too. That's the second kind of gastronomy. That's the gastronomy of nostalgia, because everyone was eating food from somewhere else and remembering elsewhere. And then, of course, there's the third thing, which is pretty nasty, which I think is what we've identified as food racism. We didn't want to eat the food that the Indigenous Australians ate because they were, you know, they were wandering savages in the minds of the early settlers.
That's John Newton. His book is called The Oldest Foods on Earth, A History of Australian Native Foods.